Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comment for today, Tuesday, June 18th. Someone left a comment on the system that they could barely hear me, and could I speak up a little bit? I don't have a separate microphone for this, so I'm going to try to talk a little bit louder so you can hopefully hear these comments a little bit better. Let me know if this works out. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 3.25 cents at 447, July wheat down 3.5 cents at 588, and July beans up 4.5 cents at 1162.25. We do have the Juneteenth holiday tomorrow, so the markets will be closed. The NOPA crush came in at 183.6. That's against an average guess of 178.3. That is the highest May crush figure we've ever seen out here. The grains, corn and beans higher overnight with this high pressure dome settling in, mainly over Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky. Certainly could shave some of the yields off a little bit, but we need to see this, in the month of July, not in the month of June. But it looks like it's going to stay hot and dry here for a while, so we might put in a little bit of a weather premium. I thought yesterday was a bit overdone. Crop ratings came out down 2% on corn and beans, but still rated pretty high, 72%, good to excellent on the corn. Soybeans, 70%, good to excellent, so no problems there. Spring wheat is rated 76%, good to excellent, versus 72% last week, so no problems there. Soybean plantings were almost complete, 93% done versus 91% on average. The winter wheat harvest is 27% complete versus 14% on average. So again, the outside market's relatively quiet. Crude oil is on an $8 a barrel rally here in the last couple of weeks. We're up another 21 cents here today. The market has totally ignored that, corn and the beans, but hopefully they'll pay a little bit more attention. But I think with the day off tomorrow, and if the heat looks like it's going to stay in here, they should put in some kind of weather premium in these markets. The charts look terrible. We took out the double bottom in the beans yesterday. Hopefully we'll come back and close back over it. And hopefully it's just a one-day fake out. But, none of the charts look particularly good. But they've done that so many times in the last 2 years where they just look, charts couldn't look worse on any given day. And then they bounce right back. So we'll see where we can go here today. But I would expect a little bit of a weather premium to be put back into the markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.